Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in New Orleans at the CARE Convention, and I'm with David Crow, the chief economist with the NAHB, the National Association of Home Builders. David, how are you doing?
I'm good.
You just made a presentation to this group, and I find it interesting that you're calling the theme of this presentation a subpar recovery. So you're very realistic about the fact that the economy and the housing market is going to continue on the same path that we're seeing and have been seeing for the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, that's right, Kemp. I don't want to get people overly confident. On the other hand, I don't want to depress anybody. It's pretty easy to look backwards and see where we've come, and we have come forward. We've advanced significantly in housing production, but we have a long way to go, and I just don't see any sharp turn out there, either negative or positive, but rather a continuation of this steady and modest growth.
You showed several slides that compared this recovery from a recession to other recoveries from other recessions, and this one has been almost the slowest in every instance but one, right?
That's right. A good way to look at how we've come and how the progress has been so far is to compare it to economic conditions in past recoveries. And this recovery has been slower in terms of overall growth, in terms of employment growth, in terms of wage growth, and in terms of single-family production. The only exception to that rule is the multifamily sector, the rental apartment sector, which has been better than virtually any other recovery.
Have we turned into a nation of renters?
Well, we haven't turned into a nation of renters, but right now, most of the newly formed households, which are primarily young people, millennials, are becoming renters first. A variety of reasons. Their financial situation isn't sufficient for them to afford a home. Their credit may not be quite good enough. Their employment isn't as strong as it was for past generations. And perhaps they just have a different outlook on where they want to live.
That's the way, when I finished college, I became a renter before I became a homeowner. Was that your case as well?
Yes, it was. And that's not an unusual progress, is that you start out as a renter, but we're not seeing the conversions. And so in addition to the fact that a few do start out directly buying a house, more importantly, many renters, particularly young people that are growing incomes and growing families, will turn from renting to owning when they get more well-established. And that part of that transition has not occurred yet. I think it will, but it's going to take longer in time.
Mm-hmm. So let's go specific to what your focus is on new construction, single-family homes. You're calling for this year, since we've already seen a weak first quarter, this year to be up just a little bit, and next year to be up fairly substantially, right?
Yeah, that's right. A couple of reasons. One, we have resolved many of the drags on our overall economy. So this recovery is just slower, as I mentioned. But a lot of that drag, a lot of that headwind is beginning to dissipate. We're beginning to see stronger employment growth. The rest of the world is starting to see a bit of a turnaround so that we'll have demand for our products in other parts of the world. People's attitudes towards the future is improved. So, and yet we still are benefiting from relatively low mortgage rates, from reasonably affordable house prices, and from a lot of pent-up demand. And that's really where the ultimate turn comes from, is that pent-up demand.
So on a GDP call, you're calling for 2015 to be maybe this year 2.4% growth on average, and then 2016 to be about a 3% growth on average?
Yeah, that's right, for the same reasons. We started out 2015 poorly. Actually, by the time the final estimate of the first quarter comes in, it'll probably be a negative quarter. But I think there are some transitional issues there that mean the rest of the year can still be reasonably positive. But again, it's this idea that we are dissipating most of these negative drags and we'll begin to see a more normal year next year.
Now, one graph that you showed that was very encouraging is this household formations graph, and you were showing it on a quarter-by-quarter basis. And so you were showing the last two quarters on your graph that household formation has looked like almost doubled. So talk about that, if you would.
That's right. That, I believe, to be one of the real fundamentals of housing demand is that more households necessitate the construction of more houses. sometimes they're apartments, sometimes they're single-family homes, but the simple math is that if you have more people living independently, you've got to have more units for them to live in. And so the last two quarters, at least by one of the government reports, showed an annual rate of well over a million. And you're right, more than double what it's been. It's been subpar, so the well over a million, it might be a little more than normal, but that's making up for those past drags.
Then when you ended your presentation, you gave some facts about the carpet industry, which I thought was very interesting. And you are seeing, as well as what the industry knows, that carpeted floors are moving really just to the more intimate areas of the home. And you pointed out the available area for carpet installation based on the average size of the bedrooms in a home is 800 square feet per home, right?
That's right. New homes right now are actually growing in size, primarily due to the fact that the people that are buying homes tend to be trade-up buyers, and they're buying larger homes because they can afford it and they have the equity from their previous home to be able to accomplish that. And so we know for a fact how much the share of homes goes to bedrooms, so we can calculate that we're talking about 800 square feet in a total house.
One last question. You know, you can imagine, since we're in the flooring business, we watch these construction numbers, we see some of the issues the construction industry is facing, especially in the home building business. And labor is really a big issue now, isn't it?
It is. The housing industry, the residential construction industry, collapsed. And with it, the people that support that, not only the direct laborers on the construction site, but a lot of the material producers, everyone saw the same collapse. And so those workers went somewhere else. Now we've got to attract them back again. So it has been an effort to bring younger people into the industry, to bring the people that left to go somewhere else back to the industry. And we have a strong effort at retraining and attracting new workers.
Mm-hmm. All right, great, David. It's good to talk to you. Again, been talking to David Crow, the chief economist with the NAHB from the CARE meeting, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.